for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 60% chance for showers with a high of 75. Tonight, 80% chance for rain with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. One person was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital after a two-vehicle accident on Enterprise Road yesterday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 7:59, 38-year-old Fairfield resident Amelia Lingefelter was southbound in a 2014 Chrysler Town & Country. She was followed by a 2018 Chevy Malibu, driven by 27-year-old West Salem resident Taylor R. Loudermilk, who merged into the left lane to pass Lingefelter. Lingefelter then began to turn left onto Shady Lane, and she was struck by Loudermilk, causing both to slide off the roadway. Loudermilk traveled through a ditch and into a field, and Lingefelter came to rest in the ditch. Loudermilk told police Lingefelter did not signal for a left turn, and she assumed she would be turning right. For her part, Lingefelter said she did have her left turn signal on. Wayne County EMS responded to the scene, and Loudermilk was taken to FMH. Lingefelter refused transport. Tow trucks were called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Loudermilk was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. More news next.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
Little Giant Grocery is here for you during this unique and difficult time. And to best serve you, we now offer delivery and curbside pickup for your convenience. The friendly staff at Little Giant is committed to providing you with the products and services you want at prices that help you stretch your dollar further. Call today for details on delivery and curbside pickup options. 618-380-6489. That's 380-6489. Call 380-6489 for Little Giant delivery or pickup in Carmi.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. Best Way Express is now hiring experienced drivers for regional work in the South and Midwest. Best Way is a family-oriented company and believes in great home time for their drivers. Best Way offers 2 monthly bonuses, paid weekly, full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees, resets at home every week. Class A CDL drivers, call Best Way today for your best career opportunity. That's 833-BEST-WAY.
In other news, 41-year-old Fairfield resident Robert N. McGowan was arrested yesterday morning by Wayne County deputies on a charge of domestic battery. McGowan was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. The Illinois Sheriff's Association released a statement on Facebook recently regarding the governor's comments about the enforceability of his executive orders. Governor Pritzker indicated local law enforcement could face consequences for their statements about how they view his executive orders, and the consequences could include the threat of litigation and loss of funding, including funding from the Federal CARES Act that was designated to units of local government. The ISA says the governor and his office have talked about consulting with organizations of impacted experts on issues as they arise, but it says the ISA and sheriffs have not been included in talks. The Post says it is frustrating to hear continued comments from the governor in response to those that may not agree with his positions, and it says sheriffs were elected to keep counties safe and will continue to do so. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has announced winners of its Prettiest Front Yard and Backyard. The home of Dwayne and Ruth Kistner at 402 Southeast 4th Street won Prettiest Front Yard. The home of Wes and Kathy York at 116 Lakeview Drive won Prettiest Backyard. Photos for the contest's People's Choice Award were posted on the Chamber Facebook page this morning, and the photo with the most likes at 10 p.m. this Sunday will be declared the winner. Prettiest Front and Backyard winners will receive $30 in Chamber Bucks, and the People's Choice winner will receive $50 in Chamber Bucks. The Illinois Department of Transportation says there will be a lane closure next week on eastbound Interstate 64 near the Belle Rive exit. The entrance ramp from County Road 2200 East to eastbound I-64 will be closed to all traffic, and maintenance crews will repair the structure carrying I-64 over the railroad. Work is scheduled to run Monday through Wednesday, weather permitting. The state announced 3,239 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 138 additional deaths, including the first attributed to the virus in Wayne County. The individual was a male in his 80s, and no further details were available from county public health officials. Wayne County Public Health Department spokesperson Mark Elliott says the county has had a total of 8 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 2 individuals have been released, leaving 5 in isolation. 420 tests had been administered as of yesterday afternoon. Aperion Care of Fairfield Administrator Chad Foster has told the radio station that one of the 4 cases tied to the location earlier this week has tested negative on a retest. He said yesterday it was not company policy to retest patients who had previously tested positive. Later in the day, however, he said 4 patients had indeed been retested, despite the policy. The individual who retested negative is still being treated as if they have the virus, and all staff members at the location tested negative for the virus as of yesterday afternoon. Social media posts regarding the potential false positive tests forced the Wayne County Public Health Department to pull down its Facebook page, according to Administrator Clark Griffith. Edwards County remained at 2 active cases yesterday. Jefferson County announced its 102nd positive case of the virus, and 14 individuals there have died. No other counties touching Wayne or Edwards announced any new cases yesterday, per the state's website. Statewide totals sat at 87,937 cases and 3,928 deaths. The Wayne County Board will not authorize the opening of Wayne County. The matter was brought up at its meeting last night by Board Chairman Steve Earhart as a discussion item, and the board's consensus was to stay with the status quo. Earhart said he wasn't ready to expose the county to possible liability and the potential health ramifications of opening the county. No comments were voiced in opposition of the stance. In other business, County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow voiced her opposition to mail-in ballots for voting. She said the counting process is time-consuming and labor-intensive and urged members to oppose any move to approve mail-in voting. County Highway Engineer Dennis Seidel reported his department was cutting back on some planned projects due to the decrease in motor fuel tax receipts. The board also unanimously approved a resolution of support for a $25,000 downstate stabilization grant for Hosselton Veterinary Clinic. The money comes from the federal government but is administered by the state. In personnel moves, Jim Elliott and Jansen Vaughn were unanimously appointed to the Wayne County Board of Review. The Fairfield Park Board met last night and discussed options regarding the Fairfield Public Swimming Pool. Maintenance work will be completed regardless of whether or not the pool opens this summer, and the board indicated it was not ready to open the pool at this time. Most other cities have shuttered their pools for the season, and the board determined it was better to err on the side of caution and did not motion to open the pool early next month. The matter is expected to be revisited at the board's June meeting to see what new impact state guidelines might have. The district generally loses $25,000 to $27,000 in revenue for operating the pool for a full season, and it would lose more on a partial season. Board President Jay Faye said if the district does not get into the pool business this year, it should get into the pool repair business, as some facets of the facility need work, including the deck. In other business, the board approved a 3% raise for district employees. Another raise should come on July 1st for some employees to comply with the state's minimum wage requirements. Darren Bailey's revised lawsuit against the governor has been filed. In it, Bailey cites a memo from the office of Republican Attorney General Jim Ryan in 2001, which says the Illinois Emergency Management Act only allows a governor to wield expanded authority for up to 30 days. In the old memo, Senior Assistant Attorney General Michael Luke wrote expanding emergency powers to last more than 30 days would render the limitation clause meaningless in the Emergency Act. He said a governor would need permission from the General Assembly for any extension. Governor Pritzker first issued a disaster proclamation on March 9th. Since then, he has extended that proclamation twice, most recently through May 30th. The document is not legally binding, and current Attorney General Kwame Raoul previously argued that allowing the disaster proclamation to expire on April 8th would lead to profoundly harmful results. His office says the law doesn't specify whether or not a governor cannot declare more than one disaster. The lawsuit says the governor cannot issue declarations aimed at averting disaster as long as the public health emergency is already here, and managing its effects does not meet the qualifications for a disaster declaration. Bailey is asking a judge to declare the governor's second and third disaster proclamations unlawful and prevent him from issuing any further ones. He's also asking a judge to agree the Department of Public Health, not the governor, has supreme authority to place a resident under quarantine or to shutter a business due to public health concerns. Aperion Care in Fairfield will hold a family and friends drive-through parade this afternoon, beginning at 1:30. The parade will end at approximately 2, though it could be extended based on turnout. Participating individuals are invited to drive by and honk or wave at residents in Aperion to show support. They are asked to stay in the vehicles. Aperion says it wants to have an event like the parade to help encourage its residents during the pandemic. Most contact visits have been prohibited since mid-March, though window visits are still allowed. In just 3 days, more than 50,000 independent contractors and gig workers in Illinois had applied for the new pandemic unemployment assistance. Kim Howard has more.
The PUA portal just opened Monday, and those claims are in addition to the more than 1 million filed for traditional unemployment. Governor J.B. Pritzker says they continue to make improvements to get people their benefits faster.
IDES has processed over 1,076,000 unemployment claims from March 1st until May 9th, about 6 times as many claims as in the equivalent time period of the 2008-2009 Great Recession. Supporting and protecting our Illinois workers and families through this immensely challenging time is my top priority. And IDES has vastly expanded its systems and capabilities as part of that effort.
Those seeking PUA benefits first need to file a claim for regular unemployment. Visit ides.illinois.gov to get started. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Farm Progress Show is set for September 1st through the 3rd this year in Boone, Iowa, and people are expected to be able to attend with few to no limitations, according to show director Matt Youngman.
It's kind of nice to have something good and normal to look forward to, and there's a scenario where the Farm Progress Show is the first chance everybody has to get out and be in public and be together and be at a trade show since March. We do not have our head in the sand. We're tracking all of these things that are happening and paying attention to a lot of things. There are a lot of questions, obviously, about county fairs and the state fair. We have a number of things on our side when you think about the Farm Progress Show. Number one, it's September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and that only happens every 7 or 8 years that the show happens to be all in September. So any rules that are going to apply to August events won't apply to us. And the second thing is that we're in Iowa, and the rules are a little different in Iowa. The governor of Iowa just recently opened up 77 of the 99 counties, and Boone County is one of them that did open up. You know, there's a lot of good things. We still feel very confident that we're going to be able to have a good event.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said earlier this week that state businesses could reopen today. Restrictions that had been lifted in all but 22 of Iowa's counties have now been lifted in all of them, and salons, gyms, churches, and restaurants can reopen with social distancing and capacity restraints. The Farm Progress Show rotates between Boone, Iowa, and Decatur each year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield remains committed to their community. They will continue to open their doors for you as long as they can during this coronavirus outbreak. It is business as usual. Thank you for supporting them as they support you. Hashtag, we are all in this together. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card. They are located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
It's the quite simple, we beat everyone's price giant super sale you've been waiting for at J. Wilderman Ford Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Carmel. Up to $10,001 off new Journey, $10,001 off new 300, and $13,001 off new F-150s. We are saving you every dollar we can. Over 300 pre-owned vehicles available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 74. We have received 35 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 23,568, down 57. The NASDAQ is at 8,925, down 18. June crude oil is at $29.27. That is up $1.71. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 70-year-old Jerry Lee Hall died on Wednesday. Jerry Hall is survived by son Travis Hall, one grandson, siblings Lois Warren Elliston and Tom Hall, both of McLeansboro, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Private services for Jerry Hall will be held, and burial will be at Olive Branch Cemetery. Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 54-year-old Mount Vernon resident Kirk A. Phillips died on Thursday. He was a telemarketer. Kirk Phillips is survived by his father, Jack Phillips, mother, Femme Daly, one daughter, one granddaughter, one niece, one nephew, and numerous cousins. Private services for Kirk Phillips will be held at a later date. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 24-year-old Zachary James Maxim died on Tuesday. He volunteered at Hope Ministries Food Pantry. Zachary Maxim is survived by his parents, Toby and Neva Maxim of Fairfield, siblings Charles Maxim of Louisville and Caitlin Maxim of Fairfield, four grandparents and one great-grandmother. Private services for Zachary Maxim will be held at a later date, and cremation rites will be accorded. Memorials may be made to the Hope Ministries Food Pantry in Jeff. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have a check that needs deposited and don't want to make a trip to the bank? With free mobile deposit at People's National Bank, just snap a picture of the check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere, all with PNB To Go mobile banking. Deposits are as easy as tap, snap, and deposit. Plus, it's free. Download the PNB To Go mobile banking app today to get started. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. A 60% chance for showers and a high today of 75. An 80% chance for rain tonight. Tonight, we'll have a low around 62, and then showers are likely again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 80. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Showers are likely on Sunday with a high of 75 and low of 52. Cloudy skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 65 with a low of 50. And then partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Tuesday will have a high of 70 with a low of 52.